Welcome to Unleash Your Courage. This is your host, Angela Schroeder, and excited to have Sean Day in the house with us this week. Welcome, Sean.
Hi, how are you guys?
Well, whether you're listening to us live on Turf Step Radio, if you are with us in the Facebook group, make sure and allow StreamYard to show us your name and say hello, leave us some comments, or you're listening by recording, we're glad you're here no matter what. So Sean, let's kick it off. And instead of me doing a big intro, and I do like your background. We were just talking about that. I like it. I love your background. But why don't we start off and you tell the audience a little bit about you?
All right, I'll do that. I'll try to do a very fast version of who I am, yeah, I guess.
You can spend as long as you want in the Sean history and who you are now.
Well, you know, when you're an old guy like me, you got a lot of history. That's the problem here, right? So let me summarize. I lasted in the corporate world for a good 11 months or so. I got promoted up pretty quickly. And then heard a lot of nonsense from a general manager that was pompous and I didn't care for. So I quit the next week. Started a mortgage company. Had a mortgage company for about 10 years. My wife nearly had a heart attack when I came home and told her I'm quitting and starting my own business and it's going to be a mortgage company. I had no experience at all in the mortgage business. I had a couple rental houses and that was it. So I did that for about 10 years. DayCorp Mortgage, that's what it was called. I had some people in Michigan and in Ohio, loan officers for a little bit. And then I got to a point where I decided I wanted to be on my own, got rid of employees, and just did it on my own for a while. People that know me know that I lucked out. People that don't know me, I tell I'm a genius. I got out of the mortgage business just in time, about a year before it crashed. And a little old lady that I learned an awful lot from, named Juanita Clack, a good family friend, was a title company person that had been a part of starting a bank and knew the mortgage business inside and out. And she looked at me one day and said, these subprime loans sure are going to ruin the economy pretty soon. And literally, like, I decided I was going to get out of the mortgage business in a couple months. And within that year, one of the crashes happened. So started a cleaning company after that, had a cleaning company, built it to, I think we had around 42 employees and five managers, technicians, and about five managers helping me steer the ship. Sold it to Blue Sky Services in 2015-ish, 2016. It was like right at the end of year 2015. At that point, I stayed on because I said, I'm going to get maybe another job or something. I don't know what I'm going to do. Well, we don't know anything about some of this stuff you're doing. Why don't you stay aboard? And I said, okay, so you're going to give me money to stay aboard and you're going to give me money to buy my business. I think I'll do that. So I did it and never knew what was going to really come of that. But I was like instantly in charge of about 85 technicians around the country in about seven different states, which is a real challenge to manage that. And get some things rolling there. I helped with the business model a little bit. And then what happened was we got into a growth strategy through acquisitions. So we started buying other companies, I think about 11 businesses at one time. And then we had to start a full-time recruiting gig because we had over 100 employees and we were recruiting constantly. So I said, I'll take that on. And so again, I'm very humbled to say that I have no problem learning from people that are a lot smarter than me, that have done it for a lot longer than me. And I talked and met with and picked the brains of people that have been in the recruiting game for like decades and decades and decades. So long story short, we're no longer short staffed. This recruiting thing was working really well. And the next thing I know, we're recruiting for, you know, hundreds of other service businesses around the country. And there's been some changes recently to that even. So it's just been a really cool roller coaster ride. But I've got a good loyal buddy and friend named Plata. And I, you know, one of the things I've learned in some wisdom I picked up along some hard knocks was I really do my best to stick with the people that got my back. And Dan's always got my back. And there's a handful of others that I know do. professionally and personally. And that's what I stick with. If I trust somebody's got my back, whether I'm doing good or I'm not doing good or whatever it is, or we're trying new things, if somebody's got my back, that's who I want to work with. That's it. That's Sean Day in a nutshell. And my dog Dexter is a local celebrity. He was on Doggone Weather this morning at our local weather thing. So that was really cool at like 6 o'clock this morning. Dexter's a hero. And I just celebrated my 30th year of marriage on Monday of this week. So that was cool.
Well, congratulations. That's a huge milestone.
Yeah, it is. It's huge. Huge. Anybody that's going to stick with me for that long, man, I don't know.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, I love how you, all parts of your story that we'll dive into, Sean, but I love how you ended it of that, you know, people that have your back really sticking with them and how important that is in life and in business, that we are in life and in business, the people that, you know, like I said, really have us, those are the things that not only make our life, but make our business. And Dan is who I met you from, that we were both on Dan's show. And that was our original connection, getting to hang out on Dan's show on a weekly basis. And then you asked me to be on your show. And I posted, I met Dan pretty much like a year ago today. And he came to Omaha for a mastermind, and just the difference that one connection can make. You know, so often when we go to conferences or masterminds or do things, we evaluate the cost of our time and money of like, what am I going to get out of this? And just, you know, the value in the one connection of all the people I've met, including you, and you know, how that can just exponentially change your life. And Dan for sure is a great guy.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, you know, one of the things I know to be true is, especially during tough times, we can stare at the wall. We can not sleep. We can do all those things. And that's, you know, you can paralyze yourself. If as long as you're moving and meeting people and talking with people, I know AI is a big thing and I love it. I know data is great and I love it. I love automation, but man, people is where it happens. Everything happens with people, not behind the computers, not behind the, you know, thank God technology allows us to be sitting next and talking. So that's phenomenal. But, you know, and until you high five somebody, until you actually sit down and have a drink with them or dinner, or, you know, things like that, that's what it's all about. And being open to meeting people, that's what takes you to places that you can't see, right? That's where you go, where you don't know you were going there. That's what that's all about. So, yeah, you're just growing like crazy. I mean, right. And that's from a connection that you were open to. And you guys, you know, and it's hard not to like Dan. He's a super likable dude. He's a funny dude. But he's also I don't know that he's ever lied in his life. I can't say that about many people I know. I mean, he really tells it to you. And he's just going to do that. And he's mentioned that he tells the truth. And I like people that tell the truth, good, bad, or whatever it is. He's a good dude. And yeah, I mean, you did that, right? That's why you're all over the place, showing up all over the place, and you're meeting some real special people in your life.
Yeah, exactly. And all started, yeah, from those connections. And like you said, we so often hide behind those screens and AI and things like that. So I love all that. A few people that we're going to say that are chiming in saying hello. I had to look at some of them. JC says hello. This is Noah. Noah, thanks for joining. And Heidi. Yes. Work with people who have your back. And Heidi was one of those for me. We worked together on a team at an accounting firm. So thanks for joining us, Heidi.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. It is all about those people. And where they're going to take you in life. And you don't know, you know, for sure where those things and where those connections and saying yes and developing those relationships, but it not only works out in business, like you said, I've had the opportunity to do all kinds of awesome things. But it works out. And those are the people that you can depend on in life and have your back. When things come up in your life, that those are the people that are there for you. So you do have some exciting new stuff going on with Dan.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So we've got basically a new company. I mean, it's our current clients really haven't noticed anything differently other than our name has changed. But somewhere along the line, ownership with Blue Skies didn't have a parallel vision. There were some things changing in the vision of the company, which happens. There's choices to be made. There's tough choices to be made. And, you know, I had private conversations and it basically surfaced that I'm sticking with who's loyal to me. I'm sticking with who has my back. And that's exactly what I've done. So we've got a couple partners in this higher lead chill. It's no longer Blue Sky Services or Blue Collar Recruiting or any of that. I rebranded Blue Collar Recruiting several months ago though. So how this kind of, and that's before any conversation about different visions and things were going to happen differently, just completely different. And then one of the new partners, Michael Gregory, with Higher Lead and Chill, one of the first conversations we had, we didn't talk about what my vision was. He sort of kind of laid out his vision a little bit. And it was an amazing thing to hear how aligned it was with mine, because he said, you know, you can recruit the best people in the world. If these people can't hold on to them, that's a problem. You gotta help with like leadership and culture. And I'm like, dude, I rebranded this like 8 months ago. It's now called Hire, Lead, and Chill. So again, it's those people that, you know, that you align with. His vision was my vision. We didn't even know it going into this, you know? So our current clients don't see too much different, but we're going to be doing an awful lot of cool things. We got a really nice, cool dashboard that hopefully is coming out in the next 2 weeks. We've got a couple clients that are testing it with us, sort of beta testing this, where it's going to provide a lot of user-friendly visual data that you can use for application flow and where, you know, your return on your investment, what should you be budgeting for, all those things for recruiting. But I'm really, really, really passionate about what we're doing with some value-driven content and personal things we're doing on leadership and culture. So the recruiting is all about, you know, the higher lead and chill, the higher is recruiting, leadership, the lead is leadership. And then the chill was sort of going to be about culture, and it still kind of is, but it's like, hey man, just all you got to do is recruit, find the good people, lead them, and then chill. That's really what it's all. And that is, it's really what it's all about. It's very simple. I've never met a successful, great business person. This is the key now that also has peace in their life at the same time that they're growing a business and all these wheels are turning, that haven't conquered recruiting good people, leading good people, and making sure that that culture that these people are living in 8 to 10 hours a day is something special for them. Those three things, and I've never seen anybody really not have a successful business and be peaceful doing it. So that's what we're all about now, man.
I love the new name. Obviously love, I'm so excited. Love Michael and Dan and you, and how awesome that you guys get to do this, together and seeing it all unfold. So excited for the future of all that you guys are building. And I love the name and everything that you explained about it. You're right. It is a balance in all those of not only finding the right talent, bringing the right talent in, but as you believed and Michael echoed, we got to hang on to that talent. So you need to, which encompasses the two things that you said. In order to hang on to that talent, you have to be a good leader. Yeah. You have to know how to lead them and provide that environment. And I didn't think about that. And so when you said it, you know, when I read it and heard the new name and new branding at first, I was like, yeah, chill. Like, okay, we'll take care of finding you the people.
Right.
And then you sit back and chill because you got people working and running. business, and it doesn't have to be a stress and a worry, because often as business owners, that is one of the things that's bringing us the least peace is some part of the people, whether it's finding them, keeping them, leading them, everything that is involved in people. And if you can eliminate that stress for business owners, then
that's like the name of it.
Brings a whole new sense of peace to the life. So we're going to talk more about Hire Lead Show after we take our first commercial break. We'll be right back.
Have you considered artificial turf? It's great for areas with high precipitation, which means no mud after a heavy rain and no more mowing wet grass. Today's artificial turf is made using recycled materials and helps to reduce water consumption in areas of drought. Turf Envy's artificial turf is constructed of quality raw materials, safe for pets, humans, and our environment. With decades of experience, our staff can help with support, training, and product education to give you confidence when estimating a project for a potential customer. Learn more at turfenvyusa.com today.
You're listening to Turfs Up Radio, the only radio station of its kind dedicated to the green industry. Turfs Up Radio, your industry, your station.
Hey everybody, Wayne Vohs, The Prophet, your host of Prophet Time here on Turfs Up Radio. If you listen to my show, you know I'm all about profit. As an industry, profit is something we fail to meet most of the time. If you're working hard but not seeing the results that you deserve, Profits Unlimited is here to help. We offer processes and systems designed specifically to make your company more successful, more profitable, and certainly more efficient. When you're ready to take your company to the next level, reach out to me at profitsareus.com. That's profitsareus.com. And don't forget to turn into Profit Time every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 10 a.m.
Are you a military family with a spouse on deployment away from home? Did you know that nonprofit Project Evergreen has thousands of volunteers across the country ready to help military families with lawn, landscape, and snow removal services? We call it Green Care and Snow Care for troops. If you are a military family and would like to receive this free service, or if you'd like to volunteer to help, visit projectevergreen.org. Project Evergreen, creating a greener, healthier, cooler earth, one yard at a time.
Busy work burning you out? Kick it to the curb and do more of what you love. How? With Landscape Management Network, to spend less time creating estimates, tracking crews, doing job costing, managing invoices and payroll, and more. FYI, the average LMN contractor spends 50% less time doing payroll, increases profits, and lands more jobs. Put an end to burnout. Visit GoLMN.com/TurfsUp. That's GoLMN.com/TurfsUp to get started.
And we're back. So Hire Lead Show, one of the other exciting parts of you rebranding and all the new things is we get to work with you. Some of our virtual rock stars helped with that, your new logo. And whatever side you want. That's the problem of mirroring and things.
Right. Yep. Yeah, we got some good people helping. I am so good at thinking what would be really cool, and I'm like nowhere with it. I'm not artistic at all, or like super creative in regards to images and graphics and things like that. I'm kind of creative with some other things, with like how systems and how processes and branding some things and what we want to do and go after. But I like, artistically, I'm just like inept, man. I'm nowhere. My son is super creative. I'm nowhere. I'm absolutely, so I desperately need help.
Well, we're excited to be able to work with you and work with you ongoing, doing the podcast as well. So, and like I said, I love the new background and the logo back there.
I love the logo. Yeah. It's exactly what I, it's exactly what my wife thought would be good. And it is.
I'm so out of the process. I match people with great rock stars and let it go from there. And then I get sprinkled in and see, and I know we were talking Pagans for a while. And so then I'm like, where's the cool penguin. What happened to that? Right.
Yeah.
That's a way to interject my opinion and make it more confusing.
Yeah. The cool thing is, you know, where we ended up is perfect because it's simple. And if you think of logos, at least in my view, with like some of the ultimate of all time, Nike, how fancy is it? I mean, it looks like a check mark. I forgot what it's called, but we all know what it is. Apple. Apple, what are they? They're an apple with a one bite out of it, you know? So my brain is like, we need to have this and hold it on and all these. And it's just simple. You can add a penguin to that if you want on a shirt. You can add something else to that logo. You can add things to it. So the simplicity of it that you can also doctor up with other things along the way, depending on what you're using it for, is brilliant. And that didn't come from me. That came from your staff. And, you know, then I would take it to my wife and say, what do you think? And somebody else. And yeah, I love it now. And it was nothing like I thought we were going to end up. It's better.
Well, yay. I love to hear that. And it is interesting how the creative process goes if we have something in our mind and it becomes all kinds of things later. So love that.
Yeah.
So new tools you talked about in dashboard, excited to see all of those things unfold. What is your favorite part? I love, there's all different types of businesses and in business to consumer, whether we're working with our clients and business to business, and you get to be in a role every day, which is one of the things that I love most about my business too, in really helping other business owners succeed. I kind of went backwards in my answers of like, what's your favorite part of that?
and I followed it, strange enough.
Okay. But what is your favorite part of it? Talk a little bit about that you know, you get to help business owners be more successful in their business. And like you said, bring them peace, not only success in their business, but peace in their life. And just tell us a little bit about what you love about that.
Sure. I'll give you I try to get a specific example. It's kind of like, we talk about the focus on the solution, not the problem. Well, that's a cliche. So I'll give you an exact thing with it.
Okay.
And this relates to you in a way. We were trying to hook up to get a dinner or something or a lunch or whatever with a couple of people and you and I and sit down and just chat because we hadn't met anywhere in person yet. And so we were kind of running around like crazy and you were talking, I was presenting and all those things. Well, after my presentation, I was going to chase you down and text you and say what's happening. I ended up having somebody come up to me, a business owner that saw the presentation, and we sat down and sat and talked for 3 hours and just in a chair in a hall at one of the conventions. And I mean, 3 hours is a long time to talk to somebody you've never met in your life and about a lot of things. There was tears from this guy. There were some real passionate things going on in his life. There was, I think I'm at one point I thought I was going out of business. It affected my marriage. All those sort of things. One of the things I miss about my cleaning business is having those conversations with my employees about what's going on in their life and tough things in their life. I miss that. So when I can sit down at a convention with somebody that's maybe 5 years in business and really, really hurting and having that conversation, he never became a client until maybe a year later. It was a couple of weeks ago, actually, maybe a month ago or two, probably a month or two by now. And then funny enough, about a month after that, this was a couple of weeks ago, I get somebody that wants to do a demo, and it was a referral from this new client of mine that I was sat down with for 3 hours and told him, and we talked. And I talked about not pie in the sky stuff. I talked to him about my pain and when I was going through that and how I went through that and how I thought I wasn't going to make it through that. And I don't know if you're going to make it through it. You know, I can only tell you what I went through. And we sort of started to identify with one another. And that's really important when you can identify with somebody's hurt or passion or their emotions and help them along the way. If you can, it's easier to do when you can identify with them. Right. So the next thing I know, he refers somebody and that person is like, we're going over to see how he interviews, because you were talking about this group interview thing you guys do. He said it's awesome. And so it's like a guy I talked with for 3 hours. We're getting referrals and we're helping. So I always tell my staff, you know what I love the most about it is we change the world in this little thing we call home service industry. We change the world in a little way for a lot of people, a lot of people. Not only do we find jobs for thousands of people every year, we also match them up with business owners that most times don't end up losing sleep. They, you know, they're chill, right? Hire, lead, chill. That's what we're all about. When we can get them to the chill part, they're no longer looking at their wives and going, or their husbands and wondering why they're going to find a divorce attorney, right? We save marriages in that regard to some extent. When we do, we make better fathers and mothers. Right. We help with those things. That's what we do. That's sort of what, you know, whatever you want to call it, our why or whatever it is. That's what we do. And that's what I'm passionate about. And we do it almost every day. We probably do it every day, every week for sure.
Mm. I love how you attached it to the bigger picture and the why of that, helping business owners, helping them in that one. You're helping all the people that you get hired, like you said, placing them in great environments. And then how it exponentially influences the lives, impacts the lives of those business owners by when you take away the stress of all that, it affects their marriage. It affects how great of a parent they are because you've taken that stress off their plate. And that's just such a big way to tie it back to that impact. So I love that. And I love this story that you shared, even though we didn't connect. That was probably back at Clippa.
I think it was. Yeah.
That we didn't end up connecting for dinner, but that you, were able to sit down with someone. And that is my favorite part too. Yeah. And it isn't about, you know, selling them on your services or even about the service at that point. I had a similar experience at a mastermind. I was speaking out a couple of weeks ago and I said that it was my favorite part. It was like back in the zone of what I love best about what I do. It's not necessarily the logistic. I love all the magic we create in everyone's lives and matching people with the perfect team member. And I do love the business as a whole, but what feeds me is sitting in this long conversation that wasn't about a virtual assistant. It just was listening and resonating, as you said, when you can identify with the emotions that they're going through at the time and be that person for them in the moment of, you know, making them not feel crazy, feel heard, and walking through those emotions. That's so powerful to be able, the opportunities that we get to be able to do that with business owners.
Yeah, it's awesome. And it's, you know, to be able to, we live in such a time where, because of incredible technology, where we we're so fast paced and we're so shiny object, and we have all these people that talk about how successful they are, and you know, we're writing books and we're doing all these great things and we're helping people. But it doesn't happen overnight either, right? We see all these people and their success. I think important, the more successful you are, we tend to forget how we got there. We tend to forget, we don't feel the pain we did when we first started or when we stumbled and when we did things. It's important to remember that, because that's how you got to where you're at, number one. But number two, that's how you help somebody that is 10 years where you were 10 years ago. If you don't remember where you were 10 years ago, it's hard to identify with that person. It's hard to say, you need to think this way. They're not there yet. They can't think quite that way yet, because they haven't gone through the pain and those lessons that you need to learn before you can run, before you can write books, before you can do those things. And oftentimes, I guess, with, you know, I look back at my children, I feel sorry for them in a way, you know, with things like, we would wait an entire year to see The Wizard of Oz on television as a kid. It was like a huge event. You can click two buttons and you're watching it anytime you want now. And that's phenomenal to be able to do that. But man, I would not want that in my childhood. I remember things like that that took time that you had to build towards. And then when it came, man, it was like the biggest event of the year. I love that stuff. I think we can do that still here. And I think we should. And I think that's where I keep going back. AI is great. Technology is great. But people are the best. That's it. We don't do anything with technology without people.
Absolutely. Oh, I love the analogy with the Wizard of Oz. Oh, season finale in our shows. A season finale that you're doing all summer. Find out if somebody died.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. It's crazy. But I think it's important to be able to identify with people with you know, hopefully the pain that you were able to conquer. It's you know, it's simple stuff. It's basic stuff, but it's often forgotten stuff.
Mm. I love that. Well, we are going to come back and talk about more of that. I also want to talk about group interviews because that's something I learned and implemented from you guys as well. So we'll be right back after our next commercial break.
True Fuel is a high-octane fuel precision-engineered for your 2- and 4-cycle equipment. They use the most advanced synthetic lubricants and stabilizers in an ethanol-free fuel, improving performance, protecting your equipment, and saving you time. That means easier startups, smoother idling, and quicker trigger response, plus extended life for all of your equipment. True Fuel is ready to use and easy to store, helping your operations be more efficient and reducing maintenance costs. We at TurfSup use True Fuel because we know it works and we know it's the best option. Check out TrueFuel50.com to learn more. That's TRUFUEL50.com.
You're listening to TurfSup Radio, the only radio station of its kind dedicated to the green industry. Now you can even ask Alexa to tune you in when you're home.
Are outdated spreadsheets and whiteboard scheduling costing you jobs? Or is a lack of consistency between crews causing your bids to differ from job to job? Or worse, delaying critical invoices and payments? Crew Control offers all-in-one business management solutions fit for every trade. From bidding and scheduling to invoicing and integrating payments, Crew Control provides real-time visibility into your crew's efficiency, whether you're in the field, in the office, or even on vacation. Manage your crews more effectively and improve business performance with Crew Control. Start your free trial today at crewcontrol.com.
From the East Coast to the West Coast and around the world, here's to all the women in the green industry. Turfs Up Radio, your industry, your station.
I think you're on mute, Angela.
Now I'm unmuted. I'm back.
There you go.
I rely on my team to do everything. And if I hit the wrong button,
I mess
up the show. My virtual team is rock stars, and thank goodness they do everything. I'm not as good as Dan and can just do it all myself.
That was fun getting on your show when you were not able to with Dan, and hit the show, and we kind of took over, man. It was a blast. And you were probably just like, oh God, help me. Oh God, help me. Oh God, help me. I mean, certainly me, but Dan, man, he's like the wild card too. It's like, you don't know what the hell's going to happen.
He is a wild card. And I don't know what happened with we were traveling. And I'm not even sure where on one of the trips. And Dan's show wasn't quite back on, you know, it was in the weeks in between the shows. So I was like, you must be missing your own show. Wouldn't it be funny if you did a takeover on your way back? And it was hilarious. I had major FOMO. One, it wasn't really FOMO of my own show, but it was all you guys, you know, that are like part of the group that I'm usually in on Dan's show. And I'm on an airplane watching you all do the takeover.
That's wild. We had fun.
It was a lot of fun. But anyway, Sean and I both, if you didn't get enough of us right now on Turf Step Radio, we'll be back in a couple hours again on Dan's show. I don't know if he has the call-in Dan has all kinds of new stuff to come back, like a call in and all kinds of fun stuff on Happy Hour. So if you haven't checked his show out, you can find Sean and I there most weeks on Wednesday as well. So, and it's crazy. Have we ever met in person, Sean? You're saying that, and I was wondering, it's the people that you like.
Oh, you know what? I came over, you were talking with somebody and I was walking by somewhere, might've been Clippa, and we either high-fived, hugged or whatever real quick, and both said, hey, well, I'll catch up with you later type of thing. And you know, that was like almost a year ago.
And yeah, we've been at different things. And then the weekend after that, I think you had COVID and weren't at Sales Boost.
Yes. Yeah.
So different things have happened. But
I wanted to be there so bad.
It's funny in relationships, though, you know, even though it is through technology and it's virtually, that when you're part of things and part of that community and tribe on Dan's show, like it feels like we're great friends and family. And then I'm like, wait, have we ever actually gotten to hang out? No. That'll have to come soon. We just get to have happy hour virtually together.
That's right. That's right. So far, so good.
So group interviews. This is one thing. It must have been one of the shows on Dan's that we were talking about hiring, and you talked about this. It's a little bit different how I do it because in my setting, but I, as soon as you guys talked about it and the dynamics of doing group interviews, we implemented it right away and absolutely love it. So tell us a little bit. You talk about that and how it works for you and why you guys like it.
Sure. Sure. So when I talk about it, I have to preface it by saying that we try to do a phenomenal job in screening them up front so that only about 5 to 10% of people that go through the screening process that make it to the interview table. So our view on that is, number one, they've already proven themselves to be better than 90 to 95% of the people that have applied. And that's phenomenal. The second thing that we instill in people and our managers that are interviewing is that, and I hate the word mindset because it's a platitude now, but so anytime I use the word mindset, I want to give an example. Yes. If a person came to you and said, hey, I've got $300,000 worth of business I'd like to discuss with you tomorrow. Can I come to your office? However you would treat that person is exactly the same way you better treat a candidate that comes in to interview, which is that office is spotless. You are professional. You're offering beverages. You're offering food. You're offering a nice atmosphere, a nice impression, and professional. And you better do that for your candidates that come in. You've got a prospective client. How are you treating that person? You better do the same thing with a prospective candidate. So that's the mindset. And then in addition to that, or coupled with that, is the group interview. We never tell them it's a group interview. Number one, we don't want to scare them away, but when they show up, let me step back. When they set up the interview, they get a message that says what to expect at the interview. And that is this: zero stress, zero questions. It's going to be a 20-minute presentation as to why you're going to wake up every morning and love to come to work for us. That way does amazing things. All right. Number one, it's hard to bitch about coming to an interview that's stress-free and no questions, and it's a presentation as to why I'm going to love this. Okay. And then I can go through very quickly one or two points. There's a lot of things we do in that 20 minutes to present to somebody, but the number one thing we do, and we still screen, there literally are no questions unless they have questions for us. But it's the best interview screening I've ever seen in my life, in that when you start to cover your core values and your culture at your business, and you do that, you're going to see some people looking at their phone. You're going to see some people looking out the window. You're going to see other people, maybe two or three, perk up a little bit, start to ask a few questions and smile. And those are people that start to identify, we use that word already, they start to identify with the culture and all that. So when we go through our culture, I'll give you one example. We've got our core values. It's an acronym, P-L-O-W, plow. The first word is P, or first letter is P for plow, or I'm sorry, for positive attitude. And when we talk about that, I say it this way. It's a core, one of our core values is to have a positive attitude. This is a moral obligation. This is not a platitude. This is not a hooray, everybody, go out and have a good attitude. It is a moral obligation that you come to work with a positive attitude. We think it is immoral for you to come amongst your fellow employees and bitch and moan and complain and all that. Okay? That's immoral in our view. It's not right. It's not worthy of our employees. And so that's how we go through that. And you'll see people that will start to, then we throw a big stamp on it when we go through it all in two ways. Number one, it's always about them. I think when people create their culture or talk about culture, I see a mistake, in my view, too many times with small business owners talking about the customer. We're going to have the best customer service, customer this, customer that. Culture to me is all about the employee. It's all about the employee or the job candidate, the prospective employee, the candidate. So I want to make sure when we talk about being positive, it's not for me. It's not for the company. It's not even for the client. It's for your fellow employees. Loyalty, L, not to the client, not to me, not to the company, to one another. You guys are in this together, because that one day where you aren't feeling your best and it's hard to be positive because something happened with your kids, your spouse, your health, your mom's health, all those things, life, right? It's not always easy to be positive. Where it comes in is you are there together. You better be loyal to one another. And when you see somebody that's having a hard time, you go up to them, put your arm around them and ask them what you can do for them and help each other out. So we always make it about then the last stamp of that I need to throw on this is it's, if you aren't already living your life this way, if you are not this person already, do not take the job. Even if we offer you the job, do not take it. It will not work. If you are not already the human being that lives this way in this type of culture and core values we're talking about, you are not going to want to work here. So do not take the job. And then we talk about the getting the weeds about pay and what the day looks like and what services we provide and all those sort of things. But that's you will see like the Red Sea and Moses, people on one side looking out a window, the other people literally will get excited. When it's all over, a few people walk out and say thank you. There's going to be a couple that might stick around, and they're the ones that you saw going like this and asking questions. And I can't tell you how many clients of ours have told us that they have had so many people just tell them between the screening that you do, which is unique that we do, and this crazy way you people interview by not even really interviewing, I it's just impressive. And I just dig and love your culture and the things you talked about. And we look them in the eye, we put our hand out and say, you got the job. We want you here then. If you feel that much passion about who we are, let's get this thing done. And of course, subject to some things our insurance company wants us to do and things like that, background checks and so on. But that's how we do it. What else do you need from this person? They love you. They love the culture. They loved what you talked about. They've proven they're better than 90 to 95% of the people when they applied and we went through that. What else do you want them to do for you? I don't want them to leave and get on their phone and get the message that somebody wants to set up an interview with them and my competitor wants to hire them because they interviewed with them 2 days ago. That's how we interview, and it's been game changing.
I love it. You went through such a great game plan that whether you're listening or listening by recording, that people can go back and just such a great tool the way you do it, that it's not just the group interview and getting people, it's what you're giving them and their reactions and all that you gain from that of sharing the core values. That was a great reminder for me of things that we're going to implement as well. So, well, Sean, time goes so quickly. It was so awesome sharing some time with you today, talking about all these things and relationships and people and the great things that you're building at Hire Lead Chill. yeah, we could spend a whole nother hour together.
Right. Right.
As we close out each episode, we have a challenge to the audience. We know that growth happens outside of our comfort zone. And so to grow intentionally, we must get uncomfortable intentionally. So the challenge each week is, what is one thing that you're going to do to get uncomfortable? So I'm going to ask you first. I'll answer the question. And then viewers, if you're watching and want to put it in the comments and share it with us or send me a message, we'd love to cheer you on and hold you accountable for getting uncomfortable as well. So Sean, what is your one thing going to be this week?
This week, believe it or not, I'm going to start going back to the gym because I've gained about 30 pounds because I've got knee issues. I need a knee replacement. And I come from a big wrestling family. So I had like four knee operations when I was wrestling back in the day. Now I'm a little bit older. I need a knee replacement. And that's been a great excuse to not do things and not stay active. And I can walk my dog every day, and I do, and that's, but there's so many other things, like punch a bag, like, you know, and there's a million other things I can do, and I'm done with the excuses of it. And I want to make sure that, God willing, I'm around to have some grandkids one day and just be a little bit healthier and stop the excuses. And that's not comfortable.
All right. Well, we are cheering you on to that. Finding ways that still work for you, because those are great whys around, you know, why you want to do that. Mine is, it seems like sporadically I have different ones like this of video content that I need to do, but I always know that I need to do it. And then it gets put on the back burner, and not necessarily it is because I think, oh, it's got to be perfect. I gotta be in the right setting. And, oh, I don't want to share this about myself. And so I'm going to get out of my way. And I promise to do video, some sort of video content, being more transparent every single day. So people will be able to see if I'm doing that or not. So feel free to hold me accountable if I'm not sharing that. So viewers, again, what is one thing you need to do to get uncomfortable and grow this week? Thank you again, Sean, for being on here with me. And like I said, luckily we get to hang out in a few hours again.
Yeah, I'll see you in about, I guess, 2 hours. Yeah, awesome.
Yeah. Well, thank you, viewers, for being on with us, whether you're listening on Turfs Up Radio, on Facebook, or listening on playback on recording. We are here live every Wednesday at 1 o'clock Eastern. Don't forget to keep liking, downloading, subscribing, and sharing. Have a great week, everyone.